Baby, I Love You, the Ramones. And I walked down the aisle to this one when my husband and I were leaving our wedding, and now I'm making Valentine's heart-shaped pancakes for my daughter. Yay, love. Ah, Jan Breerton.
Oh, isn't that gorgeous? What a song to walk down the aisle to. What?
Yeah. You requested that song.
I did.
Why?
Yeah. Well, it's just one of my favourite kind of love songs. I love them ones rather than the big, you know, the big lonesome, sorrowful kind of Adele kind of love songs. I'd much rather something like that, a bit of something you can do a little jive to, you know?
Yeah. You strike me as somebody who's not that romantic.
Do I? Really? Excuse me. And all my pink here. No, it's again, I'm a realist, Ray.
Right.
So it's real romance. I look for, they say love is in the air, love is everywhere. Romance is everywhere. Like, it might be in a cup of tea that you make for your missus, or, you know, it might be me picking up the wet towels off the floor. Mm-hmm. There's romance there, there is.
Yeah, but the other stuff is nice as well. The roses and the chocolates.
Yeah.
No?
Well, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, right? If all the other things are in place,
yeah,
like the cup of tea,
yeah,
and rubbing the feet and, you know,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then there's roses and chocolates on top of that.
Yeah, the rose and the chocolates, I'm not really, like, I'd rather the cup of tea, thanks,
right,
or give me a bit of peace, it's this language, love, isn't it? So if you can understand my language of love, which is make me tea, give me a few minutes on my own the couch, let me watch what I want to watch on Netflix,
yeah,
then that's, you know, that's where I find the romance. I'm easily pleased.
And what about the romance in your relationship? How did you meet?
Oh, I worked for a record company and Mr. Jan was in a band, and I was mad about him. But I didn't get together with him until after I left the record company. So I was very professional.
They were the rules, were they?
Well, yeah. I mean, you couldn't really be having a dalliance with the talent.
Fraternising with the talent.
No. Would that make me a groupie then, you see?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I wouldn't, no.
I can't imagine there was HR back in that time, was there?
No, there certainly wasn't. No.
And there wouldn't be HR for that sort of thing even now.
No, I don't suppose there is. And no. There's loads of creative people that marry their, I don't know, their PAs and everything, isn't there?
There are, yeah. And then your man famously, what's his name? Cars. They're in my car.
Oh, Gary Newman.
Didn't he marry a fan?
He married a super fan, right?
Yeah.
I met him before. I think he's amazing.
Do you?
Yeah. He also flies planes. There we go. Now
him and John Travolta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your man from Iron Maiden.
And tomorrow. So can you remember back to your teenage self? Was it a nervy time? You know, expecting ones or sending ones? Valentine's cards?
No, do you know what? I don't ever remember the Valentine's cards being a big deal at home. Like, I do remember in school there was always girls that would have gotten Valentine's cards from their parents.
Right.
And they'd get them like every year and they'd be all, oh, how many did you get? I got six. And you'd be like, that's from your ma. Like, and actually, but they only
look at
found
you,
out
bursting their romantic bubble.
Yeah,
them.
But they only found out at like their 21st or something. Do you know that? Like, you know, remember all them Valentine's cards you got? Well, it was me. You know.
How do you feel about that? That's all, I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, I don't know either.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I
was telling them yesterday that when I was about 13 or 14, I got a card from a secret admirer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I still don't know who it was.
Oh, I got flowers once.
Did you?
Delivered to work and. Yeah, do you know what? It's very flattering, but it was also a bit kind of creepy. I was like, who knows that I'm here? And I never found out who it was from. You never found out who yours was from either.
No.
Yeah.
It's probably, no, I didn't think it was creepy back then. When I was 13,
I was
delighted. Oh, delighted, yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that I didn't find out was probably
school?
More delighted. No, I didn't. I was never that sane.
Put it on the windowsill of your bedroom so everyone could see it when they walk past.
Yeah. So you're the DIY card person. I can understand that because you can write your own verse and put it in. You're not happy with the Hallmark ones, the one you buy in the shop.
No, well, it's funny because like I was looking at, there's loads of like, you know, the ones from like the 80s and the, you know, the 90s even, they would have had all them cheesy and vintage ones would have had cheesy kind of rhymes in them.
Yeah.
Now we're a little bit more sophisticated. We're inclined to have like, you know, kind of pieces of graphic art, you know, and a nice kind of slogan on it. I love kind of playing with words and stuff. Like I've put tea bags on cards for my husband. I've put matches on my
What do you say
cards.
Under a tea bag?
You're my cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, very good. See,
you know,
there's an example now. You could do that.
Yeah, see, the words for me are always, you know, the thing.
Anything else now for our listeners? Because I said you were coming in, you might have good
advice.
Okay,
yeah, so get someone, get your fella or your girlfriend, if they like to bake, get them a loaf of bread and say, I love you so much. Or maybe, and I know you like a sourdough, you know, you could you know, your missus could get you one and you could get that too.
I love you so much.
I love you much.
Yeah. So it's sort of a physical pun.
Yeah. And also it's back to that idea of romance and love being everywhere around you. So look around at the objects in your house that you share and use them as some kind of vessels for your love, you know? Yeah. So yeah, the tea bag, or, you know, maybe your partner is into cooking. You know, you might say, we're meant to be together, and give them a little bag of mint or
here's
nice
the thing
spoon.
That's important, I would imagine, though.
Yeah.
It has to look like some thought went into it. It can't look like you just looked around the house as a sort of a last, you know, as a bit of a rush job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, I got famously in our house, my husband, for our tin wedding anniversary, I got him a cheese grater because it was made out of tin, but also because we've been grating on each other for the last 10 years. God. And then, you know, I think you're great, but I did make a little kind of card and attach that to it. So yes, at least he wasn't gone. So
a lot of people are going, yeah, that's great for her. She's a poet. She's creative. I can't do that sort of thing. So I went on to AI.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. No, I just asked AI to do some poems for me.
Yeah.
The ones that begin with roses are red.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go for it.
Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart beats faster whenever I'm with you. Your laugh is my song. Your love is my guide. This Valentine's Day, I'm so glad you're mine. Does that rhyme at the end?
Yeah, kind of does. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Your love is my guide. Oh, I'm kind of blessing myself when you're saying that.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Every moment with you feels magical and new. Your smile lights my day in every single way. This Valentine's Day, I just want to say I love you.
Oh, no. No, Ray. No.
I'm glad we have you and you don't depend on AI.
I'll read you one of mine. Okay. We'll throw it up against AI. So I have this. So thinking about objects and romance and love being everywhere.
Now you've 2 minutes. So
okay, here we go. It's called Romances in the Sink. Don't give me a card the size of the telly, or don't present me some trinkets or a candle that's smelly. Don't get me a rose on its own wrapped in plastic, or a face cream for wrinkles to keep my skin elastic. Don't buy me tech. I don't need a watch that is smart. I don't want chocolates in boxes shaped like a heart. I know that you love me. I don't need stuff to prove it. Just put out the bins. And don't tell me to cool it when I've lost the head because the washing's not done. Do you remember we romanced the flirting, the fun? Our romance these days is in the sink filled with cups, on the couch watching telly, in life's downs and life's ups. You tell me you love me by making me tea. You're laughing at my crap jokes and letting me just be me.
Ah, I see. There you go. That's it. Rose are red, violets are blue. Most poems rhyme, but this one doesn't.
I think that's... I'd love that. I would love that in a card, wouldn't you? Bit of crack.
And your books are available if people want to maybe borrow some of your poems.
They're actually in the library. Imagine that. My books are available. They do. There's in both of them, there's love poems, but they're not like your traditional love poems. They're, you know, they're real.
And you're saying to people at home, feel free to go to the library and take a stanza or two from your poems.
Yeah, or go to the shop and buy the books and give them as a Valentine's present.
Jan Burton, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's it from us, Sarah and Cormac on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.